Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Lance Creech pregame show. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Good evening. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos on the road tonight in Kearney as they get set to take on Nebraska Kearney. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And coach, obviously this rivalry is not what it once was back in the 70s or 80s. Do you guys still look forward to playing this thing?
Oh, I think so. I think anytime you can get on the road and or at home, rather, play a team that's, you know, a little bit above you and level of play and conference and all those things, and you know, still dating back to the days, like you said, in the 60s or in the 70s and 80s, and when Kearney was still a NAIA team, it was probably a little bit more emphasis put on that game than it is in this day and age. But it's still good for our kids, and I think, you know, a lot of the alumni enjoy it. And still, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are graduates of Hastings or Kearney, and back in the day, these were the two premier programs, not only in Nebraska but maybe the Midwest or even in the nation. And so there's a lot of good banter going back and forth between, you know, the old Broncos and the old Lopers.
Do the kids kind of circle this on the calendar when the schedule comes out and say, hey, there's the UNK game?
I think so. You know, especially, you know, we've got Dane Bacon from Kearney and Carson Bloom from the Kearney area. And, you know, so there's a lot of things that, you know, kids look forward to. And again, there's a lot of high school teammates. You know, Zach Lena and Mike Dentling are high school teammates. And Shields and Bacon were high school teammates. So there's a lot of things back and forth that I think our kids really look forward to.
When you step away at the end of this year, is this one of the things that you'll miss in coaching, maybe the UNK Hastings College matchups?
Oh, I think so. I think you miss any of the natural rivalries and you know, the Dones and the Westlands and the Kearneys and any of those teams that, you know, you spend so much time preparing for. And you just get so familiar with them because, like I say, a lot of the times you're recruiting the same kid. And wherever they end up going to school, you kind of have a little bit more incentive to maybe try and knock one of those folks off, especially in their own place.
Quick turnaround from Saturday on the road in Orange City and losing to Northwestern, and now coming back and playing here on a Tuesday in Kearney. No worries about the quick turnaround?
Oh, I don't think so, because Kearney played last night. So, you know, as much as we took Sunday off, did a little bit of shooting, did a little bit of film and mental preparation, but Sunday was pretty much off of our feet. And then came back and got back into schedule with it, you know, this yesterday as far as practice and a little bit more Kearney preparation. But this time of the year, you know, that's typically not something that I get bothered by. And I think our kids would rather play than practice, because when you think about it, even if a kid plays 35 minutes, you know, we practice for an hour and a half every day, you know. So I don't, you know, a lot of times I think we put too much credence into that and, you know, how fresh our legs are and things like that. If you're not playing, you're going to be practicing for twice, sometimes three times as long. So, you know, kids get some of those notions in their head that they played really hard one night. Well, I think we practice really hard every single day. So I try not to put too much thought into that.
A 112-104 loss to Northwestern on Saturday, a game that we had plenty of chances to win the contest.
Yeah, anytime, you know, you score 102 points, you think you got a pretty darn good chance to win. But to score 102 and get beat by double digits, that's probably the most disheartening factor, because it was a fun game, though. You know, I mean, it wasn't from a lack of effort at any point. And, you know, those people that say it's harder to play defense than it is offense, I would beg to differ, because our kids played pretty darn hard and pretty well in every offensive category. The biggest downfall that we had was at the foul line, which we're a pretty darn good free throw shooting team. So, knock on wood, we'll be a little bit better here tonight.
Yeah, we're going to the contest second in the country in free throw percentage. We knocked down 44%. Actually got outscored, what, by 20 from the free throw line. So maybe the difference in the game was at the line.
Yeah, it really was, because, you know, we got to the point where we got into foul trouble. We were having a hard enough time guarding those folks when we were not in foul trouble. And then we, you know, we had all of our bigs were in foul trouble. I think Zach Lena fouled out. I think Brady and Dane both had three, if not four, fouls. So we were pretty battered at the foul line, and you know, to Northwestern's credit, they just put their head down and they went, especially when we got into foul trouble, because they shot 38 free throws to our 25, and it wasn't a matter of being on the road or poor officiating. It wasn't nothing like that. It was a very well-officiated game, and it just, you know, Northwestern executed better than we did in the last 5 minutes.
Dane Bacon, 25 points. Brady Lohman, 23. Jake Hamburger had 19 to lead Hastings on Saturday. Jake had 4 3-pointers, so good to maybe see him getting cranked up a little bit.
he's, I tell you what, the last probably four or five ball games, he's really been good for us. And he's done a great job of coming in, and he's been a really good spark for us off the bench. Provide some extra perimeter scoring and take a little bit of the load off of Dane and Brady. But those two have been going at a pretty good clip too. So it's hard to take a load off anybody right now because our perimeter's play has been pretty good. And you know, Dylan Flynn had 15 points in 15 minutes, but again, it was the foul trouble that got us. And so I think we can, you know, hang our hat on a lot of different things on the offensive side, but we've just got to do a little bit better job of guarding the drive, and that's going to be hard to do against Carter tonight because that's kind of where they're hanging their hat right now.
All right, we'll come back and talk about UNK as our pregame show continues after this.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Back with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as Broncos in Kearney tonight getting set to take on UNK. Coach, NCAA Division II program here tonight. Is the style any different basketball-wise?
No, you know, typically what you find when you go up a little bit is it's usually just maybe a little bit more of a quickness factor and usually a little bit bigger at every spot. You know, you're probably talking about maybe an inch or two at every single position on the floor. But at the same time, you know, that's something that we're kind of used to facing the Northwesterns and the Dakota Westlands and people like that are a little bit longer at every spot. Dort's very similar to that. So it's not going to be that big of an adjustment playing in the conference that we come from. You know, typically you don't see a huge adjustment from that.
Talk about UNK. What do we do to stop these guys tonight?
Well, we watched the game last night against Doan, and obviously we've had a chance to see them live at our place here about a month ago, and they're very skilled at the guard spot, and they're very good in the low post. I know Mike Dentlinger hasn't, you know, maybe gotten off to a great start, but he's very capable. I mean, you're talking about the RMAC Freshman of the Year a couple years ago, a kid that's averaged over double digits ever since he's been at UNK, so he's very, very capable in the low post. They're without one or two guards right now, I assume due to injury, so they're not as deep even as they were the first time that we played. So I think if we're going to have any success tonight, we've got to get into their bench a little bit. The Newton kid and the Henderson kid are kind of the two primary factors for them on the perimeter, and they really, really drive the ball well. So we're going to have to be on top of our game. We're going to have to really do a lot to take them out of the equation, and we're not going to shut them out, we understand, but we've really got to play some tendencies. We've got to make them more of a jump shooting team. You know, they're coming off a game last night, a road game, coming home tonight, short turnaround. So maybe if we can get into their bench and get into their legs a little bit, that's going to bode well for us.
How do we shut down that drive to the basket?
Well, you just got to give some space. You got to give some distance. You got to have quick open recovers. Your bigs have got to be able to rotate. You've got to be able to rotate from the top down when your bigs step over to take charges. But, you know, a lot of it's going to be done with, quite honestly, some smoke and mirrors. We're going to have to throw some traps at them. We're going to have to fake trap. We're just going to have to keep them on their toes. And if we make baskets, we can do a lot better job defending in transition, because when they get rebounds, they've got, you know, two guards that are 6'3", maybe even pushing 6'4", and very long athletic kids. And when they rebound, they really transition well. So if we can make baskets, kind of get up some token pressure set up, you might see some zone from us tonight just to keep them a little bit off kilter, maybe keep them thinking a little bit more than just playing, you know, spread out, drive it basketball. So it'll be a culmination of things, and hopefully our bag of tricks runs deep and we'll be able to get some of that junk done.
Tyler Shields, another guy you kind of mentioned before the break, a good shooting outside guard. He hit some three-pointers. He's a good one from three-point range.
He is. He's shooting about 46% on the year. Very long, very good athlete. He also rebounds it really well. He's only averaging about 8 points a game, which I think on any given night could be 20. But he rebounds it at about 6.5 a game, and he's very physical. He'll crash hard. Like I said, he's a good athlete that can jump over you, especially if you don't get a body on him. So I'm assuming playing at home tonight, he'll be a little bit more, maybe a little bit more involved than what he was the first time we played these folks.
We beat him here at home earlier this season, 87-75. Why were we successful in that ball game? As you look back,
Our transition was really good. I thought we got out and we really pushed the ball well. We shot it particularly well that game also. But when we get out and run, you know, like even against Northwestern, we did a lot of really good things in transition. We just couldn't guard anybody in transition. But the week before against Briarcliff, I thought we did an exceptional job. You know, when we get out and go, we have a tendency to put up 85-plus points a game, and that's the pace that our kids feel comfortable playing, and that's the pace that our bench allows us to play because we can get into our bench a little bit even with foul trouble. So if we can rebound and if we can defend and maybe get some early buckets in transition, I think we'll have a really good chance tonight.
So it's Hastings College and Nebraska Kearney here tonight. Then I assume you have a few days off. Sending you guys home for Christmas. What's the schedule look now for the rest of the month as we get ready for that classic at the end of the month?
Well, after tonight, we'll send them on their way, and hopefully everybody will get home before the perceived storm is going to hit. It's like the rapture coming, you would think. As dry as we've been around here, an inch of snow might be enough to calm the whole state. But get them home, and they'll be home for about 7 days, which is probably a day or two longer than we would have in an ideal world. But again, this time of the year with a little bit more veteran bunch, it's not always bad to let them get away. We've been going, Mike, since September 5th with conditioning. September 26th with basketball practice, official start. You know, it'll be 15 games tonight. We've had 3 scrimmages. We've had 47 practices. So 7 days off this time of the year with a little bit more veteran bunch is not going to be the end of the world by any stretch.
Okay, good luck today.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. It's Hastings and Nebraska Kearney tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Lance Creech pregame show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead. Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods downtown Kearney. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steven Tino for all sorts of sporting goods, equipment, and accessories for every sport. And the know-how to help you buy it right. Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. On the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoop. Classic.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Health and Sports Center. We're in Kearney tonight. Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS as Hastings College and Nebraska Kearney get together for the second time here this season. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings College coming in, a record of 11 wins and 2 losses on the season. The Broncos are coming off with their 114-102 loss to Northwestern on Saturday afternoon in Orange City. Hastings played well offensively, gave up a ton of points in that ball game, and Hastings dropping one by 12 points, 114-102. Dane Bacon had 25 points in that ball game for Hastings College. Brady Woolman had 23. Jake Hamburger came off the bench to score 19 points, including 4 three-pointers in that contest. But Hastings got out-rebounded by Northwestern 45-26 and also got outscored from the free-throw line 31-11. Hastings shot only 44% from the free-throw line on Saturday afternoon. That's a team that came in number 2 in the nation in free-throw percentage, hitting right around 72-73%. So Hastings College looking to get back on the winning track here tonight against Nebraska Kearney. Lopers coming in, a record of 2 wins and 6 losses on the season. They lost to Doan last night in Crete, 103-97. Kearney has got 2 wins so far this year. The first one occurred back on November the 12th. They were on the road and beat Chadron State by a score of 96-75. Their other win was here at home against Colorado Mines, winning by the score of 75-72. Since then, they have lost 3 games in a row to Lincoln University, 72-61,
to Northwest Missouri State on the road by 30, 90-60, and then losing last night at Doan, 103-97. Like we said, this is the second meeting of the season between Hastings and Nebraska Kearney. The Broncos knocking off the Lopers back at the Osborne Sports Complex by the score of 87-75 earlier this season. So it's Hastings and Nebraska Kearney here tonight in men's college basketball from the Helton Sports Center. The Hastings College women also in action tonight. They are down in Kansas playing in Salina against Kansas Wesleyan. And not a very good start for the Hastings College women's basketball team. They fell behind 13-0 in the ball game tonight, and they have now gone to the second half. Hastings College has cut into that deficit a little bit. Kansas Wesleyan, the Coyotes, out on top of Hastings College at the start of the second half in the women's ball game, 37-28. Cammy Breckman so far is leading the way for Hastings College. She has got 10 points in the ball game. Brittany Wong has got 4 points for Hastings. Also, Sierra Williamson has got 4 points for the Broncos, but it's 37-28. The Hastings College women trailing Kansas Wesleyan in the ball game down in Salina. Edging up on the tip-off of this one here tonight between Hastings and Nebraska Kearney. We'll come back and check the starting lineups right after this one-minute timeout.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Looking at competitors' vehicles online, did you know Kirshner's can find the similar vehicle and match or even beat their price? Before you drive hundreds of miles, ask Kirshner's if they can get it. Kirshner's Auto Corner, open Monday through Saturday morning at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
The joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season awaits you at Bob Sass Flowers. From decking the halls to brightening the walls and trimming the Christmas tree too. Experience what we call our oohs and ahs lower level for even more special ideas. Blessings and happiness this holiday season from all of us at Bob Sass Flowers. 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney tonight. Bronco basketball on 1230 KHIS. Hastings College basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. The team tonight in Nebraska Kearney, of course, coached by Tom Kropp, who's been around a long, long time here. Also, Kevin Lofton, the co-head coaches. Tom Kropp in his 23rd year here at Nebraska Kearney. Kevin Lofton in his 16th year, his 8th as a co-head coach. Nebraska Kearney, a team that's coming in averaging right at 71 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 79 on defense. Nebraska Kearney hitting 44% of their field goal tries so far this year, 39% from three-point territory, 75% from the free throw line. They out-rebound their opponents by 2, 34-32. Lopers averaging 15 turnovers per ball game, forcing 10 on the other end. Defense has been a little bit of a problem for Nebraska Kearney. They're allowing 49% shooting, 33% from three-point territory, 69% from the free throw line. Hastings College, again, 11-3 on the season. That's a team that's averaging 79.9 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 72.3 on the defensive end. Hastings shooting the ball extremely well all season long. They're still hitting about 50% of their field goals. 41% from three-point territory, 73% from the free throw line. Hastings out rebounding their opponents 32-31. The Broncos averaging 16 turnovers per ball game. They're forcing 17 on the other end. Hastings College defensively giving up 47% shooting, 38% from three-point territory, and about 66% from the free throw line. So it's Hastings College 11-3 on the season, taking on the Nebraska Kearney tonight. They have a record of 2 wins and 6 losses as we get set to go here tonight at the Helton Sports Center in Kearney. Got the playing of the national anthem coming up next. It is Bronco basketball here on 1230 KHAS.
For shelter insurance.
We're people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So the playing of the national anthem here tonight as we get set for Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College is going to be dressed in their road maroon uniforms, or their crimson uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings will go with Carson Bloom tonight. Bloom, a 5'10" freshman out of Minden, averaging 5 points, 1.8 rebounds per game. Brady Lohman, a 6'2" junior out of Norfolk. Lohman averaging 16.4 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. Dane Bacon, a 6'2" senior here out of Kearney. Bacon playing in front of his hometown fans, so to speak, averaging 15.2 points per ball game, 1.6 rebounds per game. Zach Lena, a 6'4" sophomore out of Omaha. Leonard averaging 8.7 points and 5.4 rebounds per game. Dylan Flynn is the other starter, a 6'7" junior out of Lincoln. Flynn is averaging 11.6 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. Hastings, of course, coached by Lance Creech. Starting lineups for Nebraska Kearney here tonight. They will go with Sammy Bazai. Bazai is a 6'2" freshman out of Gilbert, Arizona. He is averaging 8 points and 2 rebounds per game. Pierre Newton is a 6'5" sophomore out of Levine, Arizona. Newton is averaging 12.4 points and 3.9 rebounds per ball game. John Henderson is a 6'4" senior from Salt Lake City, Utah. Henderson is averaging 15.9 points and 3.2 rebounds per game. He scored 24 last night against the Doan College Tigers. Tyler Shields, a 6'4" sophomore out of Kearney. Shields is averaging 8.4 points and 6.4 rebounds per game. Then Mike Detlinger, a 6'6" junior out of Omaha, is the other starter. He's averaging 13.4 points and 6.6 rebounds per game. He scored 18 points in the ball game last night against Doan. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Lopers dressed in their homestanding whites here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the blue and the gold. Hastings will shoot to our basket, to our far end, to our left here, as we view it from the side court at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney. And checking in on the Hastings College women's basketball game, 16 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings has cut the gap down to 9 points now against Kansas Wesleyan. It's the Coyotes 39, Hastings College 30. We'll keep you up to date on that ball game as well throughout this one here tonight. Ball is in the air. Nebraska Kearney controls the opening tip. Hastings College will play man-to-man most of the night here tonight. They expected to flash a little zone on the Lopers later on. Tyler Shields has got the ball. Lobs it to Bazai on the far side. Over there, left side of the lane, driving the ball toward the goal is going to be Detlinger. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lena. Zach Lena with the rebound for Hastings College. Gets it ahead now to Carson Bloom. Bounce pass goes over on the wing on the right side to Dane Bacon. Brings it around to Lohman down here on the left side of the lane. Back outside. Lena top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Lena trapped in the lane now. Gets it back out here to Carson Bloom. Now to Lohman. Back outside to three-point arc. That's a Lena with the ball. Now to Lohman. Top of the key. Bounce pass goes down low. Lena grabs it. Lena gets it out to Carson Bloom. Back into Zach Lena. Spins. He puts it up there. Shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Pierre Newton. And the ball is recovered here by Nebraska Kearney. Newton comes back. Gets it to Bazai. Now down in the corner. In the right side is going to be Tyler Shields. Back outside the ring down to Newton as they try the left wing. Bazai has got it. Lobs it inside to Detlinger. Mike Detlinger back out to the top of the key. Hastings College in a man-to-man defense. Here's Henderson driving the ball. Dumps it off in the lane to Detlinger. Puts it up off of the window and scores. Mike Detlinger scores there for Nebraska Kearney. And the Lopers are out on top by a score of 2-0. Now contact made as Carson Bloom comes into the offensive zone. He is fouled in a play there by Sammy Bazai. That's going to be his first foul. First team foul on the Lopers. Non-shooting situation. It'll be Hastings College playing things in from underneath their basket. They get it to Lena. His little 10-footer is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Henderson. John Henderson runs her back the other way. 3-on-3. Henderson to the hole. The shot is up there. Good. John Henderson scores on the drive, and the Lopers grab a 4-0 lead over Hastings College tonight. Carson Bloom with the ball. Back into the forecourt. Sends it over here to Lohman. Lohman puts it on the floor. Dribbles. Now throws it out to Bacon. His shot for three is up there. No good. Tap try by Flynn. No good. Ball is recovered by Tyler Shields. Shields down to the near sideline to Newton. Here come the Lopers with a 4-0 lead. Shields has got the ball over in the left wing. Bazai has got it. Lobs it down to a Detlinger. Detlinger throws it back outside. There's a three-pointer. Cracked up there and in. A three-pointer put up by Tyler Shields. And Lance Creech calls a timeout. We have played 2 minutes and 5 seconds of the ball game, and Nebraska Kearney cannot miss. The Lopers 3 out of 4 from the field out of the gate here. We've got a timeout, 17:55 to play in the first half. It's UNK 7, Hastings College nothing.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Health Sports Center. 7-0 is the score. Hastings College lobbing the ball into Lynn. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Detlinger, so it's already 7-0, and the Lopers have the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's a Newton with the ball. He's going to try to drive it against Lohman. Takes the ball in the paint. Throws it out to the top of the key to Shields. Drives it down the left side of the lane. All the way to the baseline. And now loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be a turnover on Nebraska Kearney. Turnover number one on the Lopers. 17.5 minutes to play here in the first half. UNK out to a 7-0 lead over Hastings College here tonight. Broncos come back with a basketball. That's going to be Lohman with it now. Brady Lohman drives it into the paint, and he has it knocked out of his hands, and it's going to be a turnover on Hastings. Lohman loses the ball out of bounds. That's going to be the second turnover on Hastings College here in the ball game. Again, this is the second meeting between these two teams. Hastings beat UNK earlier in the season, 87-75 at the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's a Tyler Shields, comes over here to Newton. He lobs the ball down low to Detlinger. Shot is up and in. Mike Detlinger scores. It's 9-0. UNK has got the lead over Hastings College. Here's Dane Bacon on the far sideline to Flynn, not a Bloom. Bloom comes over here to Lohman. Inside is Zach Lena. Dribbles once, puts a man in the air. Jump pass goes back out to Bacon, not a Flynn. Hands it back to Bacon. On the dribble, takes it to the top of the key. Now to Carson Bloom, down to the baseline to Lohman. Shot good. Brady Lohman hits a little 15-footer off the left baseline. The Broncos are on the board. We're down to 16 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first half. It took a while for the Broncos to get some points out there. 9-2 is the score. Hastings trailing here in the ballgame. Newton has got the ball for Nebraska Kearney. Double team here on the near sideline. Cross-court pass goes to Bazai. Sammy Bazai with the ball back outside the ring. That's a John Henderson. Henderson drives the ball to the hole. The shot is up there and in. Lance talked about that during the pregame show tonight. They had to cut down on the dribble penetration. John Henderson takes it right to the hole and scores. 11-2 is the score now. Nebraska Kearney with the lead. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Dylan Flynn scores. He had 15 points the other night against the Northwestern in that 114-102 loss up in Orange City. Hastings back to within 7 points. 11-4 is the score. Here's Pierre Newton out here in 3 points territory to Tyler Shields. Lobs it inside to Detlinger. Detlinger puts it up there. It's up and around the rim. Falls off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Carson Bloom. Carson runs her back the other way for the Broncos. Left-handed dribble. Lobs the ball into the lane. Flynn has got it. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Dylan Flynn now with 4 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within 5 points. Now it's 11-6. Broncos have scored the last 4 points here in the ball game. Driving the ball toward the hole is Newton. He loses control of it. It's picked up by Hastings. Lohman coming back the other way. Brady into the forecourt. Out to Bacon for three. Shot is up there. He hits it. Dave Bacon nails the three ball for Hastings. And the Broncos back to within two. 11-9 is the score with 15 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Here in the first half from the Health and Sports Center. John Henderson. Bounce pass out here to Tyler Shields. Tyler Shields trying to drive it against Lena and can't do it. Tyler Shields, bounce pass goes inside to a Detlinger as the ball knocked loose, comes back out. Shields with the ball, drives it against Lena all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good off of the back iron. Rebound, Lena. Lena clears it out to the near sideline to Bloom, and his pass is deflected back out of bounds. And Hastings College will play things in here on the near sideline, but we've got a timeout on the floor. A media timeout here for the teams that are involved in the MIAA conference, NCAA conference rule. So we got a couple of media built-in timeouts here tonight. This is one of them right here. 14 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Nebraska Kearney 11, Hastings College 9.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Hastings fell behind 9-0 here in this ball game. Broncos back out to an 11-9 deficit here in this contest. Broncos now hitting 4 out of 7 from the field after getting off to a slow start tonight. 57% from the field. Nebraska Kearney 5 out of 9 for 55%. Checking in on the women's ball game down in Salina, Kansas Wesleyan is leading Hastings College 39-30 is the score there. They got 14 minutes and 36 seconds to play in that ball game. Hastings College trailing 39-30 in the women's ball game. Play is back in here. Hastings with the ball under offensive end. That's Marvin into the ball game now. Tries to put a defender in there. His shot from right in front of the basket, no good. Marvin grabs his own rebound, goes back up, shot, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Newton. Newton has got the ball now for Nebraska Kearney. Gets it away to John Henderson. Henderson on the offensive drive now as he brings it into the offensive zone here on the near sideline. Gets away, drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's good. John Henderson puts it up there left-handed in the lane. He's got 3 field goals and 6 points. Lopers leading 13-9. There's a feed inside to Marvin. Spins on the baseline. Puts it up there and scores. Nice move to the basket there by Jake Marvin of Hastings. 13-11. The Broncos still down by 2 points. Just by the 14-minute mark here in the first half. There's a bounce pass over to Shields. Two-handed pass inside. All alone is Glidden, and his shot is up and in. Kendall Glidden just checked in there for Nebraska Kearney and gets the field goal. He's a big 6'7", 230-pounder out of Benkelman, Nebraska. 15-11. There's a shot for the baseline up and in. Jake Marvin cans one from the right baseline for Hastings. He's now got to 4 points in the ballgame. And the Broncos back to within two. It is 15-13. And now we got an official's timeout here as Jake Marvin needs to tie up his sneaker on the far sideline. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings coming in a mark of 11 wins and 3 losses on the season, trying to get back on the winning track after suffering that 114-102 loss to Northwestern on Saturday. Lopers played last night. They lost to Doan down in Crete, 103-97. Now we've got to... We got a palming violation called here on John Henderson of Nebraska Kearney as the ball comes rolling into the scores table here on the near sideline. It's the third turnover on Nebraska Kearney here in the ball game. Hastings has a chance to pull ahead here. There's a shot off of the left baseline. It's up and in. Jake Marvin hits another one for Hastings. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings has come back to grab their first lead of the ball game now with 13-19 to play here in the first half. Hastings leading 16-15. Here's a steal now by Marvin. Fourth turnover in Nebraska Kearney. Marvin gets the ball to Bacon. Bacon then loses control of the ball himself. It is picked up here by Nebraska Kearney's Sankey. Now we've got a timeout called. Lopers want to call a timeout now with 13 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the first half. The Broncos have come back to grab the lead. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 16, UNK 15.
Buy Right Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Bruns is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at Buy Right Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at Buy Right Truck Sales.
KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings with a lead 16-15 over in Nebraska. Kearney Lopers following their timeout. They've got the ball now. Here's Drew Sankey into the ball game. Sankey comes over here to Bazai. Sammy Bazai is back into the ball game. Double team. This pass is intercepted. Intercepted there by Marvin. Jake has got the ball for Hastings College. Turnover number 5 on UNK. Alex Thayer into the ball game now for Hastings. Nice pass down low. Bacon shot. No good from the left side. And the rebound comes down to Glidden for Nebraska Kearney. Long pass ahead. The ball is deflected and is picked up here by Hastings. That's Wells with the ball. Gets it down the near sideline down to Dane Bacon. Bacon one hands it back to the far side. Hamburger for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Drew Sankey for Nebraska Kearney. Sankey runs her back the other way. Gets it into the hands of John Henderson. Henderson down to a Newton. Comes onto the top of the key. John Henderson has got it on the wing. The Sankey lobs it inside to Glidden. Glidden backs up. The ball poked away. Comes to the near sideline. It's going to be picked up there by Glidden. His pass down the baseline is going to be out of bounds. So Nebraska Kearney turns the ball over again. That's 7 turnovers on Nebraska Kearney so far in this ball game. They only averaged 15 on the season. 12 minutes and 9 seconds to play now. And now we've got another timeout called from Nebraska Kearney. So the Lopers talk things over. 12 minutes and 9 seconds to play. Here in the first half, it's UNK trailing Hastings. The Broncos 16, the Lopers 15.
There's so much happening in December that you don't know where to start. Easy. Start with a Valentino's gift card from Valentino's in Hastings. Besides being the perfect holiday gift, when you purchase $50 worth, you'll receive a $5 gift card free. Then you have time to plan your bowl party, which would be fantastic with a Valentino's bowl special. 2 award-winning jumbo 16-inch single-topping large pizzas for only $27.49. And then add 10 hot wings for only $6.39. When it comes to gifts, parties, and takeout, remember Valentino's in Hastings delivers.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings College with a lead here at the Health and Sports Center, 16-15. Hastings attacking. There's a pass that's going to be thrown out of bounds. Trying to get it to Hamburger, sliding toward the bucket. The Broncos throw the ball out of bounds. In Salina, 9 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the ball game. Kansas Wesleyan leading the Hastings College women by 1. 41-40. The Broncos fell behind 13-0 in that ball game. They've battled all the way back 41-40. Hastings trailing with 9 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the ball game. Here's UNK with the ball back in their offensive end. John Henderson has got it on the wing. Lobs it down to a Mike Detlinger who's back into the ball game. Picked up by a Jake Marvin. Gets it inside to Sankey. Drives it down the paint. Ball knocked loose by Wells. He picks it back up. Comes over here on the wing. The Newton. We're down to 6 seconds in the shot clock. Here's a John Henderson behind a Detlinger screen. Takes the ball in the paint. Jump pass down in the corner. Shot by Sankey is up and in. Drew Sankey hits a long range 2 there from the deep right corner. 17-16. Lopers have the lead. Hamburger has got it now to Bacon. The Hamburger swings it left side. Alex Thayer drives the baseline. Kicks it back out to Marvin. His little 12-footer is up there and in. Jake Marvin has come off the bench to hit 4 field goals and 8 points in the last couple of minutes. And the Broncos have their second lead of the ball game now. It is 18-17. With 11 minutes and 2 seconds to play here in the first half. Henderson has the ball knocked loose here by Alex Thayer. Henderson picks it back up out here in 3-point territory. Henderson on the wing on the right side to a Newton. He gets away, drives into the basket. It's going to be a block, and the offensive foul is going to be called on Newton as he runs over Jake Marvin down there. Marvin has come off of the bench and really provided a spark on both ends of the floor here for the Broncos. He draws a charging foul there on Pierre Newton. That's going to be his first. Good job by Marvin defensively. 10 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings College has got an 18-17 lead over Nebraska Kearney. Here's a Brady Lohman with the ball. Lohman comes to Wells, top of the key. Over to Lohman, brings it back to Wells. Now right side to Hamburger. Hamburger dribbles once, comes out to Thayer. Swings it left side down to Marvin. Bounce pass inside to Hamburger. Shot good. Nice pass. It goes right to Jake Hamburger, and he scores. And the Broncos now have a 3-point lead. 20-17. Hastings with the advantage as we near the halfway point of this first half. Here's a Newton with the ball in the deep wing on the right side. Newton holds it. Good defense here by Woolman. The ball poked loose. Newton picks her back up. Lobs it to a Detlinger. Detlinger drives the ball against Marvin. Puts him in the air. Shot is up there. It's no good, but Jake commits the personal foul. Jake Marvin commits the foul. That's going to be his first, the first team foul on Hastings. Hastings College women have come back, and they've now got the lead over Kansas Wesleyan, 42-41. Hastings with a lead. That was 7 minutes and 30 seconds to play down in Salina. Hastings winning last night and now trying to go back-to-back here with a 1-point lead. There's a shot by Mike Detlinger at the free throw line. It's going to be good for Nebraska Kearney. That's the first free throw of the ball game tonight. Detlinger hits that one. UNK hitting 75% of their foul shots so far this season. Detlinger is a 75% foul shooter himself from the free throw line. He'll have another shot here. It's up. It is good. Nothing but twine from Mike Detlinger. Hastings College with a one-point lead, now 20-19. Broncos have the ball. Lohman feeds the ball inside down to Dylan Flynn, left side of the basket. Flynn dribbling in the lane, backing up, tries to put a man in the air. The ball knocked loose. Flynn picks her back up. Comes out to Lohman. Lohman here in the deep wing, left side, comes out near the 10-second line, down to Alex there. Dribble penetration to the free throw line. Nice pass to Lohman. He mishandles the ball as he was cutting toward the basket. It's picked up here by John Henderson. That's the fifth turnover on Hastings. Henderson spins in the lane. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Dylan Flynn has got it for Hastings. Outlet pass to the near sideline. They get it to Alex there. Down to Hamburger. To Lohman for three. Shot good. He buries one from the corner. Brady Lohman buries one from the right corner. He had 23 the other day against the Northwestern. He's got five already here in this ball game. Hastings College out on top now by a score of 23-19. 9-17 to play here in the first half. Here's Drew Sankey with ball at the free throw line. To Henderson. Goes inside again. Driving for the basket. Here's Detlinger. His shot is up and in, and he's fouling the play. Mike Detlinger is a big boy to hold out of there. Detlinger gets the field goal to go down, and he is fouled in a play here by Dylan Flynn of Hastings. That's the first foul in Flynn, team foul number two on Hastings, and now we got a timeout on the floor. 9 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the first half from the Health and Sports Center in Kearney. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings College 23, Nebraska Kearney 19.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch, helping you be safe, sound, and secure. Just one more way, Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 5 minutes and 11 seconds to play down in Salina now in women's college basketball. Kansas Wesleyan is leading Hastings College by a score of 44-42. Broncos being led by Cammie Breckman so far. She has got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings having a tough time shooting the ball again, hitting only 30% of their field goal tries, 12% from the three-point arc right now. But Hastings hanging tough, 44-42. Kansas Wesleyan with a two-point lead over the Hastings College women. Broncos fell behind here in this ball game, 9-0. They have battled it up. They got a two-point lead, 23-21. Mike Detlinger goes back to the free throw line here for Nebraska Kearney. He's already got 8 points in the ball game. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Detlinger converts on the three-point play, and Nebraska Kearney is back to within 1 point, 23-22. Here's Jake Hamburg with the ball. Now to Brady Lohman. To Jake, top of the key. Swings it left side. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted. Bazai has got it. Bazai gets it off to Tyler Shields. Goes for the basket. Shot good. Broncos turn the ball away. Tyler Shields gets the field goal there for the Lopers. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. 24-23. Now he got a foul back at the other end. Zach Lena going to the basket there for Hastings. Got a personal foul. Is going to be called on Pierre Newton. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number three on the Lopers, and going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Zach Lena. Lena is 78% foul shooter on the season. He'll have two shots here. His first one is off the mark, no good. Hastings over the weekend was the number two ranked team as far as free throw percentage in the country. However, they had a tough time at Northwestern the other day as they hit only 44% of their free throw tosses. Hastings still hitting 73% for the line for the season, but Lena misses a couple of free throws here. So the Lopers still have the lead over Hastings College, 24-23. 8 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first half. Newton has got the ball. Newton bounce pass over to Bazai on the wing on the left side to Detlinger. To Sankey, his shot inside the free throw circle is going to be no good. Rebound Marvin. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Carson Bloom runs up the floor. Bloom goes to the basket. A shot good. Carson Bloom scores there for Hastings. That's his first field goal. And the Broncos go back out on top now by a score of 25-24. 8:15 to play here in the first half. Bringing the ball up is going to be Newton now for Nebraska Kearney. Comes over here to Bazai. Double team right in front of us. Bazai trying to get away. The ball knocked loose. That's going to be a Nebraska Kearney ball. Ball poked loose right here. Just to our right in front of the Hastings College bench. So it's going to be Newton playing things in. Newton will get it to a Bazai. Got 20 seconds still on the shot clock here for Nebraska Kearney. 25-24, Hastings with a lead. Detlinger has got it right side of the lane. He tries to power his way toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try, no good. Ball is loose. It's going to be picked up by Nebraska Kearney. That's a Sankey with the ball. He falls down. Now we got a foul call, and Hastings. Dane Bacon picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. That's only going to be team foul number three on the Broncos. It'll be Nebraska Kearney playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Bazai gets it into Detlinger, dribbles once, puts it up the right-handed and scores. Mike Detlinger now with 8 points in the ballgame. He had just six the last time these two teams played. Here's Bloom at the other end. His shot good. Carson Bloom doesn't waste any time getting the ball down the floor there. And Carson Bloom takes it to the rack and scores. He's got 4 points, and Hastings College now out on top again at 27-26 here in the first half. 7.5 to play. Here's Bazai with the ball in the lane, kicks it out to Newton on the wing. Newton holds it high above his head. Woolman right on his grill defensively. Sankey driving the ball. Has it knocked loose. Picked up by Shields. Shields at the free throw line. Down low now to Detlinger. Double team back outside to Shields. Top of the key. Shot for three. Good. Tyler Shields now with 8 points in the ball game for the Lopers. UNK back out on top now by a score of 29-27. Here comes Carson Bloom for Hastings. UNK in a man-to-man defense. Dane Bacon on the far sideline. Bacon circles around. Takes it to the top of the key. They get it over there. It's Carson Bloom, now to Bacon. Right side of the lane. That's going to be Jake Marvin with the ball. Goes down in the left corner. Lohman shot good. Lohman hits a three-pointer from the deep left corner. He has now got 8 points in the ball game, and the Broncos are out on top now by a score of 30-29 here in this contest. Hastings now going to flash a little zone, I think, at Nebraska Kearney. That's a Sammy Bazai with the ball. Yeah, the Broncos have gone zone. Here's Pierre Newton with the ball. Newton sends it over to a Bazai over on the wing on the left side. Bazai trying to set something up here offensively. Lopers looking a little confused here as the Broncos flash a little zone. There's a lob pass from Newton inside to get it to a Detlinger. Shot no good. Ball is knocked out of bounds. It was last touchdown there by Drew Sankey. So it'll be Hastings College playing things in here in backcourt. John Henderson comes back into the ball game now for Nebraska Kearney. And going out is going to be Tyler Shields. So Hastings flashes zone for the first time there. And Nebraska Kearney looked a little confused as they were trying to set something up offensively. They got this shot to the right side of the basket. It wouldn't go, but it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings College ball. 6:09 to play. Bronco basketball tonight. Here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Carson Bloom with the ball now for Hastings College. Over to Dane Bacon. To Lohman, top of the key. Swings it left side. That's Brent Wells. Wells kicks it back out on the deep wing on the left side. Lohman has got the ball. Circles around. Takes it down the right side of the lane. His shot is up there. Good. Brady Lohman now with 10 points in the ball game. He had 23 the other day against the Northwestern. Hastings College now with a three-point lead again. It is 32-29. Newton has got the ball down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper. Up and in. That's Sankey hitting a long-range two. He's now got 4 points in the ball game, 32-31. Hastings leading by one. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive end. Here's Brady Lohman to Dane Bacon, far sideline. Bacon dribbles to the top of the key, sends it over to Lohman on the right sideline. Behind the screen now from Wells. Bounce pass goes to Wells. He goes for the basket. Collision. Foul called. Charging foul. Brent Wells is hit with a charge as he runs over a Loper just to the right side of the basket there. So that's the first foul on the Brent Wells. Team foul number four on the Broncos here in the ballgame. 5:19 to go. In the first half, Hastings with a 32-31 lead over the Lopers. UNK will play it in. And the Lopers weren't really looking for it as Newton just let the ball go out of bounds into the Loper bench. That's turnover number 8 on Nebraska Kearney. And Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Lohman will play things in. They get it to Bacon for 3. Yes! Dane Bacon knocks down his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points. And the Broncos now lead by a score of 35-31. 5 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's a Bazai with the ball. Bazai out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass goes to Sankey, top of the key. Sankey down the right side of the lane, back out to Bazai. Cranks up the three-pointer. His shot is off of the heel of the iron, no good. Rebound Detlinger goes back up. His shot off of the window, good. Mike Detlinger with an offensive rebound and a follow shot. He's now got 13 in the first half. 35-33, Hastings with a two-point lead. Here's Lohman, 4-3, shot good. Brady Lohman knocks down another three-pointer. He's got 13 points in the ball game. And Hastings now with their biggest lead of the ball game at 38-33. 4:32 to play here in the first half from the Health and Sports Center. Here's Henderson with the ball down in the left corner. Bazaia's shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Hastings. That's going to be Brett Wells with a rebound. Gets it ahead. Down to Lohman. Nice pass down on the baseline to Bacon. Too far underneath the basket. He gets it to Wells. His shot no good, and he's fouled in the play. Dane Bacon was underneath the basket. He couldn't go up with a shot. He finally got rid of it there to Wells, and Brent draws the personal foul. With 4:16 to play, that's the fourth team foul on Nebraska Kearney. This one is going to be whistled on to Newton. That's going to be his third foul now. So Pierre Newton in some foul trouble. We've got another immediate timeout here with 4 minutes and 16 seconds to play. In the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 38, Nebraska Kearney 33.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
I will check in on the Hastings College women's basketball team down in Salina. They've got 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play in their ball game. Kansas Wesleyan is leading Hastings by the score of 48-44. Kansas Wesleyan 48, the Hastings College women 44. Hastings so far in this ball game hitting 16 out of 23 from the field, 69%. The Broncos red hot from 3-point range, 6 out of 8. For 75%, Nebraska Kearney hitting 14 out of 24 in the first half for 58%. The Lopers are 2 out of 4 on three-pointers for 50%. Nebraska Kearney has turned the ball over 8 times already. Hastings College was 7. The Broncos have a 5-point lead right now, their biggest lead of the ball game at 38-33 with 4:16 to play in this first half. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brent Wells. Wells is a 70% foul shooter in the season. He's 19 out of 27. Averaging 4 points per ball game. His first shot at a free throw tonight is no good. So the Broncos are 0 of 3 from the free throw line tonight after hitting just 44% against Northwestern on Saturday afternoon. So Wells will toe the mark for his second free throw. Buys the bucket, lets it fly, shot good. So Wells hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, breaks the ice, so to speak. And it's now a 39-33 ball game. Hastings with the advantage as Nebraska Kearney comes up the floor. This is Bazai, double team on the near sideline. Bazai, jump pass, comes out on top now. That's John Henderson. Henderson, top of the key. John Henderson on the dribble here as Hastings goes back to the man-to-man defense. Henderson at the free throw line, throws it out here to a Sam Bazai. Bazai dribbling the ball on the wing. Bounce pass goes into Detlinger. Detlinger looking against Flynn. Can't put up a shot. Comes back out to Bazai, looking to penetrate. Can't do it against Wells. Now to Detlinger again. His shot from 15. In and out, no good. Rebound loose is picked up in the lane by Lohman. Lohman runs her back the other way, down the lane. Nice pass to Flynn, and he's fouled in the play. Nope, traveling. Traveling violation on Flynn. He had a little ball fake there to try to put a man in the air, and instead is whistled for the traveling violation. 8 turnovers on Hastings. 3:35 to play here in the first half. Broncos have a 6-point lead. 39-33. Hastings attacking now in backcourt. Bringing the ball up is going to be Sam Bazai as he brings it up against the Bacon of Hastings. Broncos drop back into their man-to-man defense. Here's Bazai. Bounce pass goes inside to Detlinger. Detlinger working against Flynn. Detlinger spins. Can't put up a shot. Detlinger trapped in the lane. Has to throw her back out here to Bazai. Bazai dribbles it down the lane. All the way to the baseline. Turnaround jumpers up and in. A little spinning move there by Sammy Bazai. He gets the field goal. He's got 2 points. Back the other way is Flynn. His shot is up there. It's no good. Hastings went at a goaltending call. They didn't get it. Here's Sammy Bazai on the far sideline. Bazai double teamed in the wing. Gets it out to Shields for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Hastings. Wells gets it down to Woolman down the near sideline. Woolman gets it out to Bacon for 3. Shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Drew Sankey. Out of John Henderson, the Lopers runner back the other way. They don't have the numbers, 2-on-3. So John Henderson dribbles out here into 3-point territory. Now he drives it against Thayer to the basket. His shot up and in. John Henderson now with 8 points in the ball game. The Lopers back to within 4. 39-35. There's a bounce pass to Wells. His shot is up and in. Brett Wells scores his first field goal. He's now got 3 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 41-37 advantage. 2:17 to play. Here's John Henderson with the ball right in front of us now for Nebraska Kearney. Henderson trying to drive it. He gives it up down in the corner. That's a Bazai. His shot is up and in. A 3-pointer. Sammy Bazai hits one from the deep right corner. And the Lopers are back within 1 point. 41-40. Hastings back with the ball. Alex Thayer has got it. Thayer to Flynn. Now to Brady Lohman. Lohman bounced past to Flynn. He drives it to the basket, puts it up there left-handed. Good. Nice job there by Dylan Flynn as he gets his third field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points. And Nebraska Kearney now trailing by three. It's 43-40. Under 2 minutes to play here in this one. We're in the first half. John Henderson with the ball in 3-point territory. He's double teamed. Henderson gets the ball away to Sankey. Sankey goes inside to Detlinger. Shot is up and in. Mike Detlinger scores again. He has got 15 points here in the first half for Nebraska Kearney. Roper's back to within two. Actually, back to within one, it should be. 43-42. And now we got a foul called. It's going to go on John Henderson. Henderson picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number five of the Lopers. 1:25 to play here in the first half. 43-42. Hastings College with a one-point lead. Brady Lohman will play things in. Here's a three-pointer by Bacon. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound Lena. We got a two to the whistle and a foul called. Zach Lena, a rebounding foul there for Hastings. That's going to be his first. Team foul number five in the Broncos. So Nebraska Kearney now comes up the floor with a chance to reclaim the lead here. 43-42. Broncos have a one-point lead. John Henderson with the ball. Right-handed dribble into the offensive scoring zone as he works against there. Henderson moves it down the left side of the lane. Runs into Lohman. His shot is up there. No good. Lohman knocked down. No foul called. Rebound comes down to Marvin. Now to Lohman. Comes on the near sideline to Thayer. Thayer right at the top of the three-point arc. Out to Marvin. Top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Left-handed shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Tyler Shields. Shields on the run back the other way to Drew Sankey down the right sideline. Sankey, entry pass. They get it inside to Shields. He gets it off to Glidden, and his shot is up and in. Kendall Glidden scores. That's his second field goal, and the Lopers now have the lead, 44-43. Under a minute to play here in the first half. Here's Alex Thayer with the ball. Now to Bacon. Bounce pass goes right side of the lane to Marvin. Marvin bounce pass back out on top. That's Bacon for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the heel of the iron. No good. Foul call on the rebound. A foul here is going to go on Zach Lena again. His second rebounding foul. That's going to be his second foul in the contest. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Brent Wells, and going out will be Lena. 26.5 seconds to play. Here in the first half, the Lopers out on top of the Broncos, 44-43. Here's John Henderson with the ball. Henderson moves it across the midcourt stripe here. Alex Thayer right in his grill defensively. Lopers going for the final shot. We're down to 12 seconds to go. Here's a Henderson. Henderson picked up by Marvin now. There's a pass into the lane. It's going to be tipped. It is loose. It's picked up by Bazai on the far sideline. His shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Sankey, he puts it up there and scores. Sankey gets the offensive board and the putback there as he scores at the buzzer. And the Lopers will have a three-point lead here at halftime over Hastings College. So we've reached halftime here tonight. Men's college basketball from the Health and Sports Center in Kearney. We'll take a break with the score. Nebraska Kearney 46, Hastings College 43. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Urinell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill, supporting all the local teams after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and breakfast on Sunday from 9 to noon. Holiday party packages are available. Ask Rivals for details.
Caring about customers first is a Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Limited time offer.
Trust the Midas touch.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney tonight. Nebraska over Hastings College. The score is 46-43 here at halftime. Our halftime show tonight brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Nebraska Kearney out of the gates in a hurry here tonight. Got out to a 9-0 lead. Hastings College didn't score their first field goal of the ball game until the 16:40 mark. Broncos came back and had their first lead of the ball game at 16-15 with 13 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings got out to a 6-point lead for their biggest lead of the ball game at 39-33 with 4:12 remaining here in the first half. But Nebraska Kearney getting an offensive rebound and a putback right at the buzzer there. And the Lopers have a 3-point lead at halftime. The score is 46-43. They're going to the wire down in Salina in women's college basketball tonight. Hastings College is playing Kansas Wesleyan. Hastings College women fell behind 13-0 tonight. They have battled back. They had a lead here in the second half, but now we see with 12 seconds to play in the ballgame, Kansas Wesleyan is leading Hastings by 2, 51-49. That's in the women's game down in Salina. It's Kansas Wesleyan 51, Hastings College 49. Scoring here in this ball game for the Broncos in the first half, Brady Lohman has got 13 points in the ball game so far. He's got 3 three-pointers, a couple of 2-point field goals. So Lohman is leading the way. He has got 13. Jake Marvin has got 8 points tonight in the first half on 4 field goals. The other scorers for Hastings, Dylan Flynn has got 3 field goals and 6. Dane Bacon has knocked down a couple of 3-pointers for 6 points here in the ball game. Carson Bloom has got 2 field goals and 4. Brent Wells has got a field goal. He has 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Jake Hamburger has got a field goal and 2 points. Hastings College 1 out of 4 from the free throw line in the first half of play. And the Broncos have turned the ball over a total of 8 times here in the first half. Nebraska Kearney being led by Mike Detlinger so far. He has got 6 field goals and he is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. He has got 15 points in the ball game. Tyler Shields has got to couple of 3-pointers and a 2-point field goal. He has got 8 points here at the break. John Henderson has got 4 field goals and 8 points. Drew Sankey has knocked down 3 2-point field goals for 6. Sammy Bazai has got a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. He has got 5 points here at halftime. The Lopers are currently 3 out of 3 from the free throw line in the first half of play. And Nebraska Kearney has turned the ball over 8 times here in the ball game. Checking the shooting numbers in the first half, Hastings College hitting 18 out of 30 from the field for 60%. The Lopers were 20 out of 34 for 58.8%. Hastings College was 6 out of 11 from the three-point arc in the first half for 54.5%. Nebraska Kearney 3 out of 7 for 42%. Hastings 1 out of 4 on free throws for 25%. Nebraska Kearney 3 out of 3. Rebounds, Nebraska Kearney with 15. Hastings with 12, not a whole lot of offensive rebounds because both teams are shooting the ball extremely well here tonight. Nebraska Kearney has got 3, Hastings College has got 1. Broncos have 8 turnovers, no block shots and 3 steals. Nebraska Kearney with 8 turnovers, 1 block shot and 2 steals. In our score here at halftime, Hastings College is trailing Nebraska Kearney. The score is 46-43. Now stay tuned for the player, actually the Scholar Athlete of the Week is coming up next. Then it'll be Tyson Evronik. He'll join us for Hastings College Spotlight. We've got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The Hastings College Basketball Scholar Athlete of the Week, proudly brought to you by BuyRight Truck Sales, specializing in DMF trailers. For the personalized attention you desire, call Rodney Bruns at BuyRight Truck Sales. 402-469-4414. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you.
Buy Right Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Bruns is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at Byright Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at Byright Truck Sales. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is Melissa Neinmeyer, a junior from Falcon, Colorado. Melissa is a broadcasting major with a 3.9 GPA. She's a third-year player for the Hastings College volleyball team, played in 8 games this year, and had 12 kills. In the classroom, she's a member of the Alpha Chi Honor Society, a member of the Society for Collegiate Journalists, and is a staff member for HC Media. In her free time, Melissa enjoys watching movies and reading. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Melissa Neinmeyer from Falcon, Colorado. The Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by Byright Truck Sales. Byright Truck Sales supports the Hastings College athletes for their accomplishments in the classroom and on the field.
There's so much happening in December that you don't know where to start. Easy. Start with a Valentino's gift card from Valentino's in Hastings. Besides being the perfect holiday gift, when you purchase $50 worth, you'll receive a $5 gift card free. Then you have time to plan your bowl party, which would be fantastic with a Valentino's bowl special. Two award-winning jumbo 16-inch single-topping large pizzas for only $27.49. And then add 10 hot wings for only $6.39. When it comes to gifts, parties, and takeout, remember Valentino's in Hastings delivers.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight as we learn more about campus life at Hastings College. Brought to you by Krieger Electric of Hastings, your local Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Havronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Krieger Electric Company serves the greater Hastings Quad County area with complete electrical service for commercial businesses, industry, and your home. Krieger Electric is now a proud dealer of Kohler Home Generators. Don't let your neighbor's home be the only one with the lights on during a power outage. Kohler Home Generators give you dependable power and security. And when you support world-class products with a trusted local dealer that's 100% skilled, trained, and qualified like Krieger Electric is, there really is no comparison.
Good evening and welcome to the KHS Radio Sports Studios. It is time for the Hastings College Spotlight. Tyson Havronik with you as we are at halftime here of the Hastings College basketball game. Robin Kuzer is our guest. He is with the Hastings College Music Department, the head of the Hastings College Music Department. Robin, it's always nice to have you on the program.
Hi, Tyson. It's good to be here. Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Yep. And Dr. Kuzer, let's talk a little bit about some exciting news that you had recently over there at the Hastings College Music Department. You are going to be getting set for the annual Hastings College Honor Band, Honor Orchestra, and Honor Choir concert. And before we get started to talking a little bit about this, just want to give us some background information and what this concert is all about.
Well, you know, 51 years ago, the Hastings College Music Department established the Hastings College Honor Band, and several years after that, the Honor Choir was established, and then even after that, the Honor Orchestra was added to the program. And what this is an event at Hastings College where we audition Nebraska musicians from high schools in the state of Nebraska, and students are selected to come to campus for a two-day experience working with guest clinicians and then culminating with a public concert. So it really does bring a lot of potential students to our campus and really the cream of the crop from the state of Nebraska as far as the musical talent within our state.
And given that this is such a potential recruiting tool, if you will, for the Hastings College Music Department, talk about what is going to be going on for you guys in the upcoming weeks here as you look forward to this weekend, which is going on in February. Talk about preparations, rolling out the red carpet for these guys.
Well, you've said it exactly right. We try to roll out the carpet for these students. We really want them to experience what Hastings College is all about and the Hastings College Music Department and the community of Hastings, for that matter. So as soon as we return from our Christmas break here at Hastings College, we'll get busy trying to secure homes. These students are housed in private homes around our community. Members of our community actually become some of the best salespeople we can have for Hastings College. They promote our institution and make these students feel very, very much at home in the city of Hastings. We hope that impacts them enough to consider Hastings as their college choice. In addition to getting those homes ready, of course, we'll be getting all of the actual event things ready, getting the band equipment organized, getting the choir music available for those students, cleaning up the venues, making sure everything is ready so that their experience here on campus is absolutely the best thing possible.
And this is one of the things that, as a former music student myself, as a member of Symphonia, the college students that are involved in the music department, they get involved in helping out with this as well.
Right. There's a lot of logistical items that our students here at Hastings College help us with, moving of equipment, just as hosts, they do a great job working with these guests that are on campus also. So we really depend on our three student organizations a great deal to make the event a success.
Now, the concert is coming up on Saturday, February 9th at 3 p.m. at the Kiewit Gym, but there's a couple days beforehand. Talk about the couple days for the student perspective in the preparation for the concert.
Right. The Hastings doors open for these students on Thursday. Registration begins at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon and continues until about 8 o'clock. Again, I mentioned students come from all over the state, so they'll be traveling in. We get them assigned to their housing, and they have their first rehearsal on Thursday night. Then the day on Friday is filled with rehearsals and different opportunities for the students to engage with the other musicians on campus, with our college students. We even allow some time for our admissions office to talk with these students and perhaps even give campus tours, or students can possibly sit in on some college classes while they're here if they've indicated they wanted to do that. Additionally, we host auditions for students for music scholarships here at Hastings during that time. So it's a very busy day on Friday. Saturday we have a dress rehearsal, and Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock we open the doors, or actually we've opened prior to the concert, but the public concert is at 3 o'clock in Kiewit Gymnasium on Saturday the 9th.
Once again, it is the Hastings College Honor Band, Honor Orchestra, and Honor Choir concert coming up on February 9th over there at Hastings College. The music department busy getting prepared for that, getting ready to roll out the red carpets for these potential students to come to Hastings College. And with that, Dr. Kuser, as we wrap up this interview, talk a little bit about that, the music department, the sales pitch, if you will, for some of these high school seniors that are going to be coming. Understand that Hastings College does have a longstanding spirit of excellence with their music department.
Well, thank you. Yes, we take a great deal of pride in the rich tradition here at Hastings College in the music department. And quite honestly, we were the first college in the state of Nebraska to host an honor festival of this nature, and it has always been a very strong event for us as far as the world of recruitment. But it also is a very educational experience for these students, and that's paramount to really anything else we hope to achieve, is that they have a good time, but they learn something, and they have an opportunity to work with musicians like themselves, and I've used the term cream of the crop, and that really is the best term to describe these students. They're just the best musicians in the high schools in the state of Nebraska, so we're honored to host them here at Hastings.
Dr. Kuser with the Hastings College Music Department joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. Dr. Kuser, as always, thank you so much for the time, and we look forward to talking with you again this season.
Thank you, Tyson. We appreciate the opportunity.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Krieger Electric, your Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Health and Sports Center, Dylan Flynn has just had two free throws on the opening possession of the second half for Hastings. It's 46-45. There's a shot in the lane. Good. John Henderson comes back the other way for Nebraska Kearney. So the Lopers have a three-point lead again at 48-45. Hastings shooting to our basket to our right here in the second half. Here's Brent Wells. His shot off of the baseline. Good. Brent Wells powering his way to the basket there. He scores just to the right side of the goal. 48-47. Hastings College now back within 1 point. There's John Henderson with the ball. Henderson goes over to Bazai on the right sideline. Bazai gets it in the hands of Shields. A long three. Shot good. Tyler Shields knocks down a three-pointer. He's got 11 points in the ball game. Lopers now have a four-point lead, 51-47. Contact down here at the baseline. Losing the ball out of bounds is going to be Bacon. So Hastings now with nine turnovers in the ball game. By the way, the women's ball game, they forced overtime, tied at 55 points apiece. They're in overtime right now. Kansas Wesleyan has outscored Hastings so far 10-2 in the overtime session. They've got a minute to play, and Kansas Wesleyan has a 65-57 advantage in OT. Hastings gets a steal here as Bacon comes up the floor, and his pass is intercepted right back by Henderson. He drives the ball toward Bacon. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound Flynn. So each team with a turnover there. As Hastings College has got the ball back, 51-47. Lopers have the lead. Here's Wells' shot up and in. Brent Wells now with 6 points in the ball game. 51-49 is the score. Hastings down by a couple of points here as John Henderson comes back. Lopers working against this man-to-man defense of Hastings College here in the second half. The Broncos played a little zone there in the first half, a possession or two. It's been mostly a man-to-man. There's a shot by Detlinger up and in. Mike Detlinger is having a career night. He's got 17 points in the ball game here. Early in the second half, Lopers now have a four-point advantage. Again, there's Wells. His shot is up and in. Brent Wells working in the paint there, scoring for Hastings. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. Wells' season high was 10 that he put up against Briar Cliff, so Brent Wells having a good ball game here tonight. Here's a John Henderson with the ball. High post. Detlinger has got it. Detlinger, the elbow. He gives it away to Newton, trying to drive it. He can't do it. He stops here right side of the lane. Newton trapped. Now he gets called with a five-second violation. Good defense by Brady Lohman. Newton is called for a five-second violation there. He couldn't get rid of the basketball as he was swarmed under right side of the lane there. So Hastings College has got it. 17.5 minutes to play in the ball game. 53-51. Lopers have a two-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's a Carson Bloom with it now. Bloom comes out to Lohman, top of the key, hands it away to Bacon on the wing. Entry pass to get it to Flynn. Flynn is going to have the ball knocked out of his hands. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Newton knocks the ball out of his hands here. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 53-51, Lopers with a two-point lead. They get it into Bacon on the wing on the left side behind his screen. From Flynn, there's a pass to Wells, now to Flynn. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's still loose, and it's finally picked up on the baseline, and now out of bounds was Hastings. Flynn had his hands on it. He was battling for the ball there against Tyler Shields, and now a foul is going to be called on Flynn. Second foul on Flynn. That's going to be the first team foul on the Broncos here in the second half. 16-56 to play. 53-51. Broncos are down by 2 points. There's a Bazai, and he's going to be hit with a traveling violation. Come racing the ball up to about the 10-second line where he runs into Wells and Bacon. He's calling for the traveling violation. That's the 11th turnover on UNK here in the ballgame. 16:49 to play in the ballgame. Lopers 53, Hastings College 51. Brady Lohman will play things in now for Hastings as he gets it into a Carson Bloom. Bloom trots it across the midcourt stripe here. Goes to Bacon on the wing. Bounce pass is going to be slapped away from Jake Marvin. A turnover on Hastings. Here's a John Henderson back the other way from the elbow. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tipped around, and the ball is finally out of bounds. It's going to be last touch there by Pierre Newton of Nebraska Kearney. Kansas Wesleyan has beaten Hastings College tonight in overtime 70-57. Cammie Bruckman led the way for the Broncos tonight. 19 points in the ball game, including the shot to force overtime, but Hastings outscored 15-2 in the overtime session. There's a shot from the right sideline. It's going to be no good by Bacon. Rebound comes down here to a Bazai from Nebraska Kearney. So Bazai gets it in the hands now of Pierre Newton as he gets it to Sammy Bazai again out here near the midcourt stripe. Hastings in the man-to-man defense. Carson Bloom right in his face defensively. They lob the ball on the high post. That's going to be Detlinger. He squares around, drives the ball now against Marvin. Takes the ball down to the baseline. He's double-teamed. Throws it out to Bazai. Top of the key, three-pointer put up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Carson Bloom. Carson Bloom runs it back the other way. Right-handed dribble. A pass in the lane is going to be kicked there by Bazai. And Hastings College will play things in. So again, the Hastings College women losing 70-57. They get outscored 15-2 in the overtime session tonight. So Hastings now with a record of 8 wins and 8 losses on the season. Hastings will play things in. Lohman right in front of us will get it into Carson Bloom. Gets it back to Lohman now. He drives the ball into the paint, kicks it back out. Here's Hamburger for three. Shot is up there short. Rebound comes down to Marvin. Out to a Lohman out here in three-point territory. Hastings with the fresh shot clock. Now to Marvin. Drives, shoots, and scores. Jake Marvin scores. He's got 10 points in the ball game, and Hastings has come back to tie things up now at 53 points apiece with 15-19 remaining here in the ball game from the Health and Sports Center in Kearney. Newton has got the ball. Now to Detlinger. His shot over Marvin. Good. Detlinger steps away from the basket that time. Got a little 15-footer on for the left side. He's now got 19 in the ball game. Lohman comes back. He falls down as he tries to spin on the baseline. Gets it under control. Sends a pass out on top. It's mishandled by Hamburger. It's picked up by Sankey. He drives, shoots, and scores. Hamburger can't control the pass there as the Broncos turn it over for the 12th time here tonight. And now Hastings wants to call a timeout here. With 14 minutes and 50 seconds to play, the Lopers have a two-point lead. Broncos call a timeout. 14:50 remaining in the ballgame. We'll take a break with the score. Nebraska Kearney 57, Hastings 53.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
Yeah. Mike Will back at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney tonight. Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings right now hitting 22 out of 37 from the field for 59%. Nebraska Kearney 25 out of 42 for 59%. It's been a close ball game here tonight. Lopers had a 9-point lead right off the bat at 9-0. Hastings College come back. They had a 6-point lead in the first half. And right now the lead is 4 in favor of the Lopers, 57-53. Hastings College will play things in off of the far sideline. Dane Bacon has got it as he comes over here on the wing on the right side to Brady Lohman. Lohman against Pierre Newton behind the screen. Lohman bounced past to Marvin. He taps the ball down in the corner to Bacon. Now to Lohman. Comes back outside the ring to Hamburger. Now to Carson Bloom. Bloom takes it inside the free throw circle over to Bacon left wing. Bacon gives it away to a Lohman. Now with the 10 seconds on the shot clock, here's Hamburger inside the free throw circle. A shot good. Hamburger scoring there. He's now got 4 points in the ball game, and Hastings has come back to cut the deficit to 2 now. 57-55. Good ball game here tonight at Nebraska Kearney. Pierre Newton has got the ball for the Lopers. There's a pass on the wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hamburger. That's the 12th turnover on Nebraska Kearney. Hamburger from the corner. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound to Bazai. Sammy Bazai has got it down for the Lopers. Right-handed dribble across the timeline here for Nebraska Kearney. Lopers have a 2-point lead. They lob it left side of the lane again to Detlinger. He works against Marvin. Contact made and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Marvin. That's going to be his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Broncos. Now we got a timeout on the floor. A timeout on the floor with 13 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the ball game. We will take a break with the score. Nebraska Kearney 57, Hastings 55.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials.
And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com
to download our world-famous Facebook app
for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. So Hastings College is trailing here. Nebraska Kearney, the score is 57-55. After this ball game here tonight, the guys will go home for a little Christmas break. Hastings will come back later on this month, and they'll play in a holiday classic in Orange City, Iowa on the following Friday and Saturday leading into the New Year's holiday. So Hastings College will be back on the road up in Orange City, although we will now play Northwestern. A couple of NAIA Division I teams will be playing. That'll be coming up later on this month. So Hastings College will get a break after this one here tonight. Trying to finish off this first half of the season with a bang here and a victory over Nebraska Kearney for the second time this season. Lopers have the lead right now with a 2-point lead. It's 57-55. There's Detlinger in the lane. His shot is up and in. Mike Detlinger scores again. We have no answer for him tonight. He has got 21 points in the ball game. Hastings comes back. There is Brent Wells. His shot is up and in. Wells scores left side of the basket. He's got a season high 11 points now for Hastings College. It's a 59-50. Have a 2-point lead. There's Detlinger again, left side of the lane. Detlinger double-teamed this time. Woolman in his face as he comes out here to Tyler Shields. Entry pass to get it inside to Sankey, and a foul is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go on Marvin. That's going to be his third personal foul. It's going to be team foul number three. They're going to rule this one on Hamburger. They were both there. Hamburger hit with a personal foul. That's his first. They get it to Detlinger, back outside. Sankey spins it over here on the left side now to a Newton, puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, reverses the ball, gets to Shields. Shields inside to a Detlinger. Now on the baseline again, that's a Newton trying to drive it, and he is called for being out of bounds. Called for being out of bounds. That's going to be a turnover on the Nebraska Kearney. Loper is now with 13 turnovers in the ball game, and Hastings can pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. As we have hit the 13-minute mark here in the ball game, it's 59-57. Lopers. Alex Thayer with the ball out on top to Wells. Brent Wells, bounce pass on the wing. That's going to be Lohman. Takes the ball in the paint. Kicks it out to Wells from the elbow. His shot is up there. No good. Tip try by Marvin. No good. Rebound Hastings. That's Hamburger with the ball to Lohman. Back to Jake. Bounce pass inside to Marvin. Spins toward the baseline. Sends it down in the right corner. That's Wells going for the hole. His shot is up there and in. Brent Wells, a scoop shot, and it rolls down through the hole. He's got 13 points in the ball game, and the Broncos have tied things up. 59 points apiece. Now with 12.5 minutes to play here in the ball game. Here comes a Newton with the ball. Deep wing on the right side. Takes it down on the baseline. His jump passing can be deflected back out of bounds. So Nebraska Kearney will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. We're tied up at 59 points apiece. This is Newton. He'll lob the ball right inside the lane. That's a Detlinger. Detlinger is going to drive the ball against Marvin. Spins. Puts it up there left-handed and misses. No good. Ball is tapped out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings College ball. Tapped out of bounds there by Drew Sankey. So Hastings College will come back the other direction. Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics. Hastings will come up the floor with a chance to pull ahead. Hastings led by 6 points in the first half. They have not led so far here in half number two. We're tied up right now at 59 points apiece. Brent Wells has got the ball. Wells over here to Woolman. Dribble penetration in the lane. His little hanger is up there. No good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up here by John Henderson. Henderson gets the pass ahead to Bazai. He drives, shoots, and scores. Sammy Bazai scoring there for Nebraska Kearney. He's got 7 points. Lopers lead by two. Here's Hamburger for three. A shot good. Dick Hamburger comes back and nails a three-pointer. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings has the lead now. It's 62-61. So Hastings has their first lead of the second half with 11:41 to play in the ball game as Hamburger hits a big three-pointer there for Hastings. And now play is being held up. John Henderson I think he's got a bloody nose as the officials holding up play. Henderson is going to have to come to the bench now for the Lopers. So now Hastings College has got the lead over Nebraska Kearney. It's 62-61. There's a Sammy Bazai with the ball. He lobs it high post again to a Detlinger. Detlinger squares around to the basket. Now he's going to drive it against Marvin. Can't do it. Retreats out near the top of the three-point circle. Gives it away down to a Drew Sankey. Sankey now to Bazai. He looks to drive it against there. Spins at the free throw line. Puts it up there. Shot good. Sammy Bazai scores for Nebraska Kearney. He has got 9 points in the ball game, and the Loopers come back to grab the lead. Now it's 63-62. Broncos have the ball. There's a pass in the lane. It's mishandled there by Thayer, and the ball is picked up here by Nebraska Kearney. Tyler Shields with the ball. Now to Bazai. Loopers looking to increase their lead here. It's 63-62, just by the 11-minute mark. Sammy Bazai has got the ball, picked up by Alex Thayer. Bazai, top of the key, drives it. Now the ball is knocked loose. It's picked up by Thayer. Alex Thayer has got it. That's the 14th turnover. There's a pass down to Hamburger. Shot no good. Followed try by Wells is up and in. Brett Wells had a great ball game tonight for Hastings. He has got 15 points in the ball game. Hastings back out on top at 64-63. Nebraska Kearney with the ball. Sammy Bazai has got it on the deep wing. On the right side, Bazai reverses the ball to Thomas Cooper, who's into the ball game now. There's a pass intercepted. Intercepted by Hamburger. He drives it, shoots it, and misses. No good, but he's found in a play as Hamburger goes tumbling out of bounds here for Hastings College. The foul here is going to go on Tyler Shields. That's going to be his first. That's going to be the third team foul on Nebraska Kearney. And Hastings will go to the free throw line. 64-63 is the score. Broncos have a one-point lead. And Hamburger will go to the free throw line for the Broncos. He's a 66% foul shooter on the season. 18 out of 27 from the free throw line this season. Hamburger throws it up there. The shot good. Hamburger will have one more as he was mauled in the act of shooting. Here comes Dane Bacon back into the ball game. Dylan Flynn will check in. Wells is going to check out. Jake Marvin checks out. 10 minutes and 21 seconds to play here in the second half. Hastings now with a two-point lead. 65-63. Next shot is up there. Good by Hamburger. Hastings leading by 3 points now. 66-63. Hastings applying a little bit of pressure back here in backcourt. UNK breaks it easily. There's a Henderson back into the ball game. Henderson, the Sankey. Bounce pass down low. That goes to a Detlinger. Detlinger spins, and he's going to be hit on the play. Hastings trying to come back here with a double team, and he's going to be hit on the play by Dylan Flynn. That's going to be the third foul on Flynn.
Don't let him throw it over the top here.
So it's going to be Bazai going to throw it into a Detlinger. Detlinger now to Henderson. Back down in the corner to a Sammy Bazai. He takes off, drives it into the lane, dumps it off down low to Sankey. His shot's going to be blocked down by Flynn. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be UNK ball. So Dylan Flynn gets a block there, and then we got a timeout on the floor. A timeout on the floor with 9 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, it's UNK trailing Hastings. It's the Broncos 66, UNK 63.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. We're at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney tonight. Hastings College looking for their second win of the season here over Nebraska Kearney. Hastings leading here by a score of 66-63. It's been a very competitive game to this point. Getting women's college basketball earlier tonight down in Salina, Kansas. Kansas Wesleyan beat Hastings 70-57 in overtime. Broncos got outscored 15-2 in the extra session. Cammie Breckman hit a three-pointer to force the overtime session. She ends up with 19 points in the ball game. But Hastings could not keep the momentum in the overtime session. Kansas Wesleyan wins 70-57. Driving the baseline, here's a shot by Henderson. He misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Here comes Lohman back up the floor. Leads it outside now for Jake Hamburger. Hamburger over to Alex Thayer. We got a two to the whistle underneath the basket. And a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Mike Dettlinger. That's going to be his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number four on the Lopers here in this second half of play. Hastings College will play things in baseline left side. And now they're going to switch sides here. Baseline right side underneath their own bucket as Brady Lohman will play things in. 9:42 to play in the ballgame. They get it to Flynn. Drives the baseline. Goes up and he's fouling the play by Dettlinger again. Mike Dettlinger picks up a back-to-back foul there. That's going to be his third personal foul. And now Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Flynn has got 8 points in the ballgame thus far. He'll have a couple of shots here. Broncos have a three-point lead, 66-63. Shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. No good. Flynn will have one more. Here comes Tyler Shields back in. Pierre Newton coming in for Nebraska Kearney now. Dylan Flynn, normally a 64% foul shooter. He'll go back to the free throw line for his second shot here. As they make sure everything's all set here, and Dylan Flynn will toe the mark one more time for Hastings. It's in the air. That shot is going to be off of the mark. He misses a pair of free throws. So the Broncos still have a three-point lead at 66-63. Bazaya's got the ball down the right sideline. Now brings it back to the center of the floor as he works against Alex there. Long pass goes inside to Dettlinger. Dettlinger, jump pass back outside. Shields for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tap try, no good. Ball recovered here by Flynn, and a foul is going to be called. A foul will go here on Nebraska Kearney. That's going to go on Tyler Shields. That's going to be his second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number four on the Nebraska Kearney here in this second half of play. Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. 66-63. Broncos have a three-point lead. 9:14 to play. Dylan Flynn at the elbow, right side of the lane. Flynn goes over on the left side. That's going to be Hamburger. Fakes the three. Drives it to the basket. A shot good, and he's fouled. Jake Hamburger gets the field goal. We got a personal foul called. The basket is going to count, and Hamburger will go to the free throw line. We're trying to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Nebraska Kearney. It's going to go on Dettlinger. He picks up his fourth personal foul. That's a big foul there on the Lopers. Dettlinger has been a majority of their offense tonight with 21 points, and now he's got four personal fouls in the ballgame. Hamburger to the line. His free throw is up there and in. Hastings converts on a three-point play. And the Broncos now have a 69-63 advantage. It matches their biggest lead of the ball game here with 9 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Hastings attacking here in backcourt. That's going to be Sankey with the ball. He'll bring things up. Goes to the far sideline to Newton. Newton brings it up now against the Woolman. Gets into the offensive zone. There's a pass that's going to be kicked out of bounds. So Nebraska Kearney will play things in on the far sideline. 8:55 to play in the ball game. Hastings 69, the Lopers 63. There's a Sammy Bazai with the ball now for Nebraska Kearney, dribbling with it. Comes over to a Tyler Shields in the center of the floor. Now drives it to the elbow. Left side of the lane, Shields comes out here to Bazai. Sammy Bazai dribbling with the ball against Lohman. Dribble penetration, spins in the paint, puts it up there right-handed and misses. No good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Outlet pass to Lohman, gets it down the left sideline to Bacon. Drives it, goes down in the corner to Hamburger for three. Shot is up there, no good. Ball tapped out, Lohman grabs it. Now to Bacon, fakes the three. Drives it toward the goal, and shot is up there, no good. Flynn grabs the rebound, goes back up, his shot good. Dylan Flynn grabs the offensive board in the putback. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings College now leading by the score of 71-63. And now the Lopers want to call a timeout. Hastings has opened up their biggest lead of the ball game, 71-63. 8:14 to play here in the ball game. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Buy Right Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Brunt is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at Buy Right Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at Buy Right Truck Sales.
Well, 30 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Helton Sports Center, 71-63. Hastings College with a lead. Here's Shields driving down the left side of the lane. Entry pass. They get it inside to Newton. Newton works against the Woman, tries to put him in the air. Throws it back out here to Shields. His shot for three, no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up, and he's clobbered on the play. Foul here will go on Hastings. It'll go on Dylan Flynn. Flynn picks up his fourth personal foul now for Hastings College. That's going to be the 15th foul called on the Hastings College here in this second half of play. And going to the free throw line now is going to be Tyler Shields for Nebraska Kearney. He's got 11 points in the ball game. His shot is up there, and the shot no good. That's the first free throw of the night for Tyler Shields.
Checking in for Hastings College, number 13, Brett Wells, number 33, Kate Marvin.
Tyler Shields, a 61% foul shooter on the season here for the Lopers. He'll have one more shot. It's up there, and the shot is good. So it's one out of two, and the Lopers are back to within 7 points. It's 71-64, but Hastings with the ball. There's Alex there. Goes to Brent Wells, who's back into the ball game. Wells now to a Dane Bacon. Dribbles into the paint. Gives it away to Marvin right at the elbow. Marvin gets rid of it now to Thayer. Back outside to Woolman. To Dane Bacon. Right side to Wells. Wells goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. And we've got a personal foul called. A personal foul is going to be called here. And it's going to go on Kendall Glidden. That's going to be his first. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brent Wells. His shot is up there, and the shot's going to be short. No good. Hastings having problems from the free throw line here again tonight. So Wells will have one more shot. Brent Wells will have one more shot here. It's up there. The shot is good by Wells. He's now got 16 in the ball game. 72-64 is the score. Hastings with a lead. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good there by Newton, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. So it's Newton did hit the shot. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 72-66, and it's shielded by the referee in front of us. There's a shot back the other way by Marvin. It's up and in. Marvin now with 12 points in the ball game. Hastings maintains their 8-point lead. Now it's 74-66. Dribbling with the ball here is going to be Newton again, left side of the lane. That's going to be Bacon right in his face defensively. They lob it on the high post to Sankey. He'll take the shot there. It's going to be up there. No good. No, that's around the rim and down. A high bounce off of the rim. There goes straight up the air and then down through the hole. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Here's Lohman back the other way. His shot's going to be no good. The ball tipped and is recovered here by Sankey. He runs her back the other way. Broncos have a 6-point lead. Newton with the ball. The Bazai back out to Newton. Out of Bazai. Deep wing right side. Bazai going to crank up a three-pointer. Shot good. Bam, just like that. Sammy Bazai comes back, and now the Lopers are trailing by only 3 points at 74-71. Here's Alex Thayer with the ball. Thayer comes out here in the three-point territory to Woolman. Circles around on the dribble. Takes it to the right side. Bacon drives the baseline underneath the basket. Goes out to Thayer. Out of the elbow to Marvin. Shot good. Jake Marvin scores. He's got 14 points in the ball game, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. Hastings College calls a timeout with 6:09 to play here in the second half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 76 and Nebraska Kearney 71.
There's so much happening in December that you don't know where to start. Easy. Start with a Valentino's gift card from Valentino's in Hastings. Besides being the perfect holiday gift, when you purchase $50 worth, you'll receive a $5 gift card free. Then you have time to plan your bowl party, which would be fantastic with a Valentino's bowl special. Two award-winning jumbo 16-inch single-topping large pizzas for only $27.49. And then add 10 hot wings for only $6.39. When it comes to gifts, parties, and takeout, remember Valentino's in Hastings delivers.
1230 KHAS.
Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics. Been a good one here today at the Health and Sports Center. Hastings College is by now leading Nebraska Kearney by a score of 76-71. And Nebraska Kearney will bring the ball up the floor here. This is going to be a Newton with the ball. Newton brings it to the near sideline to Shields. Takes it on a low block left side of the dribble. Now it's to get rid of it. Lopers trailing by 5 points here in the ball game. This is Sammy Bazai with the ball out here in three-point territory. Comes over to Drew Sankey. Sankey now to Newton here on the near sideline. Lobs it left side of the lane to Glidden. Glidden goes off to Tyler Shields, and Shields puts it up there left-handed and scores. 76-73. Now the Lopers back to within 3 points with 5 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in this one. Here's Alex Thayer with the ball. Thayer comes to a Dane Bacon. Bacon out of Lohman. Moves it over in the wing on the left side with a basketball there. It's going to be Marvin. Spins away. Drives it against Sankey. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Shovels off to Hamburger, and your shot is up in the end. Jake Hamburger sliding down the lane. They got him the ball, and Hamburger scores. He's got 14 points. Hastings now leading by 5, 78-73 with 5:10 to play in this ball game. Newton has got the ball. Now to Bazai. To the near sideline. Down to Sankey. Dribbles the ball into the paint. Goes for the basket. His shot over around. Hamburger is going to be no good, but Jake is going to be hit with a personal foul. Second foul on Jake Hamburger. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Hastings College here in the ball game. And going to the free throw line for UNK is going to be Drew Sankey. He has got 10 points in the ball game. Sankey has not shot a free throw so far tonight, but a 93% foul shooter in the season. He throws it up there and the shot good. Sankey is now 15 out of 16 on free throws this year. Early in the ball game, Jacksonville State has got the lead over Nebraska. 10:43 to play in the first half. Jacksonville State 18, Nebraska 13. That game going on at the Bob Devaney Sports Center tonight. Here comes the next shot. It's up there, and the shot good by Sankey. So he's now got 12 points in the ball game. Lopers not rolling over here on their home floor. They're trailing by 3 points at 78-75. Here's Dane Bacon with the ball on the wing. Comes out to Hamburger. Entry pass knocked away from Marvin, and the ball's going to be recovered here by Sankey. Turnover number 14 on Hastings College. Broncos have a 3-point lead, 78-75, down to 4:45 to play here in the ball game. Bazaya's got the ball, now to Newton. Newton goes up, his shot over Bloom, no good. Battle for the rebound, Marvin grabs it. Out of pass to the near sideline to Alex Thayer. Thayer on the dribble, takes the ball to the hoop, his scoop shot good. Alex Thayer scores, that's his first field goal of the ball game. The Broncos now have a 5-point lead. It is 80-75, down to 4:20 to play. Here's a Bazai with the ball. Sammy Bazai starts off right, now left, holds it, gets it now to a Tyler Shields, lobs it left side. Detlinger has got it, drives the ball toward the basket, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Marvin. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. So much like Saturday afternoon, the Bigs getting into a little foul trouble here. Marvin and Flynn now each with four personal fouls. Now we got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break. 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings College 80, Nebraska Kearney 75.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Yes.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We are at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney. 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Here in the contest, Hastings out on top of Nebraska Kearney by the score of 80-75. We'll have high school basketball coming up for you on Thursday night on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. It'll be Sandy Creek playing Hastings St. Cecilia in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Pregame show right around 5:45. Girls game will go at 6. The boys will follow at 7:45. St. Cecilia and Sandy Creek Thursday night on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Friday night will be with the Hastings High Tigers. Hastings making a road trip to Beatrice. We'll have that game here on 1230 KHAS. 7:15 for the pregame show. Head coach Scott Rosno, 7:30 for the tip-off. The Tigers and the Beatrice coming up on Friday night right here. Here's a Mike Detlinger at the free throw line for Nebraska Kearney. 21 points in the ball game thus far. Make it 22 as that one goes down through the hole. He is now 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Nebraska Kearney now trailing by 4 points. It is 80-76. Detlinger at the line for his second one. His shot is up there and in. Mike Detlinger leading the way for the Lopers now with 23 points. UNK now trailing by 3, 80-77 with 4:06 to play. Hastings back with the ball. Bacon now to Alex there. Back out to Dane. Out in 3-point territory. Lohman has got it. UNK in a man-to-man defense. Here's a Bacon with the ball in the deep wing, right side. Picked up by Shields. Gets away, drives into the basket. His shot is up there. It's good. He gets the roll as it bounces on the back iron and goes down through the hole. Bacon now with 8 points in the ball game. 82-77. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Here's a Bazai with the ball out here in 3-point territory. The ball nearly intercepted there as a Bacon got his hands on it and deflected the ball out of bounds. UNK will play things in here on the near sideline. Pierre Newton will play it in to Sammy Bazai. Bazai dribbling with the ball left side of the lane. Picked up there by Thayer. Bounce pass goes to Detlinger. Detlinger in the lane. Now to Sankey. Twisting and turning. His shot is up and in. Drew Sankey scores there. He's got 14 points in the ball game. Hamburger back now for Hastings College. Broncos have a three-point lead, 82-79. Down to 3:20 to play here in regulation. There's a bounce pass that's going to be knocked out of bounds here on the near sideline by Sammy Bazai. Hastings College will play things in. 25 left on the shot clock. There will play it into the backcourt here to Lohman. He'll bring it back into the offensive zone. Right side of the wing. Thayer has got it. Now to Hamburger. Holds it. Goes over into the wing on the left side. That's Dane Bacon with the ball. Gets away. Dribbles into the paint. Throws it back out here to Thayer. We've got 10 seconds on the shot clock. Right side. Here's Lohman. Dribble penetration to the basket. He goes. A shot off of the window is good. Randy Lohman with 15 points in the ball game. Hastings with a five-point lead again. 84-79 is the score with 2:48 to play. Here on the near sideline is Sammy Bazai. Bazai gets it over here to right side. Is going to be a long three-pointer put up there by Tyler Shields. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. 2:37 to play. Here's Alex Thayer back for the Broncos now to Jake Hamburger. Cross-court pass comes to the near side. Bacon for three. Shots off the mark. No good. Tip try by Hamburger is up and in. Jake Hamburger now with 16 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to an 86-79 lead. Now Kevin Lofton wants to call a timeout for Nebraska Kearney. So a big possession there. Hastings College back out on top by 7 points as Jake Hamburger gets the tip for the Broncos. 2:18 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 86, Nebraska Kearney 79.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
We told you earlier the Broncos will be off now until later on this month. After this one tonight, they'll play in Orange City, Iowa on December 28th and December 29th against William Penn out of Iowa and Graceland out of Iowa. They'll play in the Red Raider Classic on those two dates as we head back to Orange City later on this month. Hastings trying to finish things off here tonight. 7-point lead. Detlinger gets the ball inside and he's going to be fouled into play again. The foul is going to go on Marvin. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. So Marvin now with four. That's the eighth team foul on Hastings College. Mike Detlinger to the free throw line. Detlinger has got 23 points in the ballgame. He had 18 last night in that loss to Doan. As UNK lost to the Tigers last night, 103-97. Shot from the free throw line good by Detlinger. He is now 6 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. Came in hitting 75% of his foul shots. He's leading all scorers here tonight now with 24 points as Detlinger will have one more shot here. And his shot is up and good. Detlinger hits the free throw. It's now 86-81, just a two-possession ball game with 2:06 to play. UNK now attacking here in backcourt. Alex Thayer has got it. Thayer gets it into the offensive zone to Lohman. Lohman back outside to Bacon to Hamburger for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Jake Hamburger nails a shot from the left side, a three-pointer. He's got 19 points in the ball game. That matches a season high that he put up a week ago against Northwestern. Hastings now with an 89-81 lead. Detlinger takes it outside to Shields. Now right side to Sankey down low. And we got a foul called here on Hamburger. Sankey and the Hamburger mixing up down low on the baseline on the right side. And Jake is going to get hit with a personal foul. That's the third foul on Jake Hamburger. So Jake has had back-to-back games where he has scored 19 points. Going to the free throw line is going to be Drew Sankey. He's got 14 points in the ball game here with the Lopers. They'll have a couple of shots here. It's up there, and the shot is good. Actually, a 1-1, but he hits the first one, and he'll have one more here. Drew Sankey now at 15 in the ball game. He scored 8 the last time these two teams played back in Hastings when the Broncos won 87-75. Next shot is up there. It is good by Sankey. 89-83 now. Hastings with a 6-point lead. A minute and 38 seconds to play here in regulation. Here's Lohman with the ball. Long pass ahead to Hamburger. Hamburger thought about the three. Sends it back out here to Alex Thayer. Now to Bacon. Dribble penetration toward the basket. His shot's knocked loose. Knocked loose here by Detlinger of Nebraska Kearney. Back the other way. Bazaya's got it now at the elbow. Throws it out here. The Shields. Shields top of the key. That's going to be Bazaya. A minute 15 to play. The Lopers are down by 6 points, 89-83. Sammy Bazai lobs it to a Detlinger in the lane. Goes up. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Hastings grabs it. That's Bacon with the ball. Bacon gets it away to Alex Thayer. Now to Dane Bacon. Hustles into the forecourt. Goes to Marvin. Shot good. Marvin scores off of the window. He's got 16 points. Hastings now leading 91-83 with 53 seconds to play. Sammy Bazai comes out top of the key. Sankey for three. Shot no good. Rebound Tyler Shields. Dribbles out into three-point territory. His shot is up there. No good. The ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Broncos are out on top, 91-83. 42.8 seconds to play here in the basketball game. As Hastings College trying to wrap up their 12th win of the season here tonight, their second one over Nebraska Kearney. Broncos have the ball here in backcourt. They get it into the offensive zone. Lohman has got it on the dribble. I think the white flag is coming up here from Nebraska Kearney. Lohman has got it just across the 10-second line, just dribbling with the ball on the right side of the floor. We're down to 25 seconds to play. Hastings leading 91-83. Lohman is dribbling with the ball here out toward the 10-second line, down to the near sideline. Lohman double-teamed. He gets it into the hands of Alex Thayer. Thayer, bounce pass down low to Bacon, and his shot is up and in. Bacon gets the field goal. Alex Thayer gets the assist there, and the Broncos have a 10-point lead here at 93-83. Bazai has got it. Bazai now to a Detlinger. The ball is knocked loose by Hamburger. It's into the backcourt. Now we got a foul called here. That's going to go on Detlinger as him and Hamburger were going after the loose ball. And Detlinger is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be the fifth foul in Detlinger. He fouls out of the ball game now with 4.8 seconds remaining. He leaves with a game-high 25 points. So Hastings College has got a 10-point lead over the Lopers right now. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Jake Hamburger. He has had a great ball game tonight. He has scored 19 points in the ball game. And Hamburger has a chance to grab his season high right here with a free throw. He had 19 points on Saturday in that ball game against Northwestern. He has hit a couple of three-pointers. He has 7 out of 12 from the field so far tonight. His free throw is up and in. So Hamburger now with 20. For the Broncos, they'll have one more. Hastings with an 11-point lead now over Nebraska Kearney, 94-83. Next shot is up there. That one is around the rim and down. Hamburger 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Broncos have a 12-point lead. They come into the forecourt. Newton for three. Shot is up there. No good. And that is the ball game. Hastings College wins it here tonight as the Broncos sweep their season series over the Nebraska Kearney Lopers. Hastings winning here tonight by 12 points over Nebraska Kearney. Final score of 95-83. So Hastings College will improve to 12 wins and 3 losses on the season. Nebraska Kearney will drop to 2 wins and 7 losses after this one here tonight. So Hastings College winning. The Broncos coming back from a 46-43 halftime deficit, and they go on to beat Nebraska Kearney tonight by 12 points. Final score of 95-83. Back with a recap after this.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Health and Sports Center. Hastings College wins it here tonight over Nebraska Kearney, 95-83. The Broncos now 12-3 on the season. Again, their next game will be coming up on December the 28th in Orange City against William Penn. They'll play Graceland out of Iowa the following night also in Orange City in the Red Raider Classic. So a good performance here for Hastings College. The Broncos did not get off to a good start tonight. In fact, fell behind 9-0. They didn't flinch. They came back to grab their first lead of the ball game at 16-15 with 13 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings trailed at halftime 46-43. Broncos actually had a 6-point lead in the first half. UNK had a 9-point lead right off of the bat. UNK led 46-43 at halftime. It was a seesaw battle throughout much of the second half of the play, but Hastings College finally got on a little run and went ahead by the score of 80-77. Got ahead 86-79, then 89-81, and they go on to win 95-83 over the Lopers tonight, the second win of the season for Hastings over Nebraska Kearney. The Broncos led tonight by Jake Marvin and also Brent Wells and Jake Hamburger, all in scoring in double figures. Jake Hamburger actually led the way at 21 points, 19 of those in the second half of play. So a season-high 21 points for Jake Hamburger in the ball game tonight. He had a couple of three-pointers, had five two-point field goals, and he was a perfect 5 out of 5 from the free-throw line. Brent Wells had 16 points tonight, a season-high for him. Jake Marvin, good performance off of the bench. He had 16. Brady Lohman had 15 points tonight, 10 for Dane Bacon and 10 for Dylan Flynn. The other scorers, Alex Thayer had 2. Carson Bloom had 4 points tonight, wrapping up the scoring for the Broncos. Hastings 9 out of 15 from the free throw line. Nebraska Kearney, they were led tonight by Mike Detlinger. He had 25 points in the ball game, 16 for Drew Sankey, 14 for Tyler Shields, 10 for John Henderson, and 12 for Sammy Bazai. The other scorers, Pierre Newton had 2 points in the ball game. Kendall Glidden had 4 points. Shooting numbers in the ball game tonight, Hastings hit 39 out of 63 for 61% for the ball game. Nebraska Kearney 31 out of 62 for 53%. Hastings 8 out of 18 on 3-pointers for 44%. Nebraska Kearney 5 out of 16 for 31%. Hastings 9 out of 15 from the free throw line for 60%. Nebraska Kearney 12 out of 13 for 92%. Hastings out rebounding Nebraska Kearney tonight 29-26. They were even on the offensive end at 7 apiece. The Broncos had 14 turnovers tonight. Nebraska Kearney had 16. Hastings with 1 block shot and 8 steals. Nebraska Kearney with 3 block shots and 7 steals. Hastings College wins it here tonight 95-83 over Nebraska Kearney. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our 3 banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
All right, back here at the Health and Sports Center, Hastings College wins it here tonight, 95-83 over Nebraska Kearney. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. The Broncos putting 6 men in double figures tonight. Jake Hamburger had 21 points in the ball game. Jake Marvin had 17. Brent Wells had 16 points. Brady Lohman had 15. And 10 points apiece for Dane Bacon and Dylan Flynn, all candidates for our player of the game. And we'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings College will be Jake Hamburger. Hit some big, big shots down the stretch for Hastings, and he comes up with a team-high 21 points in the ball game tonight, 7 out of 12 from the field, 2 out of 6 on three-pointers, but he was perfect at the free-throw line, 5 out of 5, pulls down a couple of rebounds, scores the 21 points, had one assist and three steals here tonight. Jake Hamburger off of the bench, 21 points to lead the Broncos in scoring tonight as Hastings beats Nebraska Kearney 95-83. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Hastings Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the coach's postgame show. Coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m., KHAS Radio.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now it's back to the court with the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
All right, back to the Health and Sports Center in Kearney. Hastings College wins it here tonight, 95-83 over Nebraska Kearney as Hastings head coach Lance Creech joins us in the post-game. And coach, congratulations. Anytime you shoot the ball that well tonight, I like your chances.
I do too. Did a similar thing on Saturday, and I like my chances. But the problem is the other team shot it just as well, if not a little bit better. But I was really pleased with our kids. I thought we had great balance in our scoring. I thought our bench was extremely active for us tonight. I thought we got a lot of good productivity out of those guys. You know, it's just a great effort up and down the line. Everybody that stepped in contributed in a big way. And you know, when you're going to play late into the season, you hope if you can ever get to March 1st and play beyond that, you got to have a good bench. And right now our bench, you know, is playing really well. We're getting a lot of production. It's hard to single in on just one guy.
The way things started tonight, it looked bleak right off the bat, 9-0 as UNK jumped on us.
Yeah, was it 9 or 11? It felt felt like 99 the way they came out. But, you know, I was confident. I mean, I wasn't too panicked. I think we used one timeout there real quick. But then, you know, I had an opportunity to get a couple shots to go. And, you know, once we got going, I felt pretty good about the tempo of the game. I thought it was in our favor. I was just really worried. We haven't had necessarily an inside presence attack us like that in quite a while. And I thought Kearney did a great job of continuing to pound it inside. And we struggled. You know, Garden Dentlinger, he's a load, and he did a really good job for him tonight. So pleased, you know, but we still have some things to work on too.
There's not a whole lot we can do when they get the ball into a guy like Dettlinger, is there?
No, there's not. You know, we tried to fire, and, you know, he did a good job of being unselfish, and he kicked it out. And so, you know, once bigs can do that, you know, and get a rhythm and they're feeling comfortable even passing the basketball, and Kearney did a good job. Every time we made a defensive adjustment, you know, Kearney's staff did a great job of making some adjustments too, and they did a good job of back cutting us a couple times on our doubles, and they attacked the offensive glass when we were flying out of our rotations. You know, it was almost like we were shooting to get a better shot kind of scenario. So they did a good job, and fortunately we were able to hold on and just make some big plays down the stretch.
Flashed a little zone right there right before halftime. Kind of fell behind and flashed a little zone. You had a lead at that point, but let's talk about that, the philosophy behind that.
You have to ask Maya. He's our defensive coordinator. So, no, it's just trying to change things up. You know, we kind of probably sometimes when you're playing well offensively, you try and get a little bit too cute defensively. And I think they finished the half with either 6 or 8-0 run. So we've got to do a better job of just kind of sticking with, you know, what got us there. And sometimes you – things are going so well, you can get into a lull as a coach, and you think if you don't make a change, then you're not doing your job, and we'd have been better off just keeping our mouths shut and just playing.
Yeah, well, we're probably a better man-to-man team than we have been in the past, haven't we?
Yeah, I think so. You know, you wouldn't show up from our last two ball games, but if you go back a week, you know, or so ago against Briarcliff, you know, we did a really good job there. But, you know, Kearney's got some very talented players, some long, athletic kids that regardless of what you emphasize, what you show on film, what you write on the board, it's very hard to simulate those in a practice setting. So I thought our kids did a very good job of competing down the stretch, and that was probably the difference for us in the ballgame.
Brent Wells in the first half tonight, outstanding for you, a season high in points, and he was all over the place.
Yeah, he did a great job. And, you know, Brent and I talked a lot, and he just hasn't found his rhythm, you know, and it's very hard. I mean, he's been conditioned for 2 years to, you know, run an out route and smack linebackers and do all those things in Nebraska. So it's very difficult for him. But I think, you know, the more he plays, the better he's going to get. He's a good enough athlete, obviously, to get things done. And I thought his aggressiveness and the way he attacked in the first half primarily is kind of what gave us a little bit of separation in that first half.
That was Jake Hamburger in the second half, especially down the stretch, the final five or 6 minutes of the ball game.
He's playing with a ton of confidence right now, you know, and he could very easily be starting for us, but he's been very good, very gracious, and you know, he's a very big team guy. So coming off the bench, and I think he's got a good flow, and he didn't play much in the first half. You know, I think he was only in for that first rotation for about 5-6 minutes, and boy, he came out the second half, and that's what you get. You know, you've got maturity in your program. Kids aren't worried about playing time. They're not worried about minutes. They're not worried about those things. They're worried about winning. And I think right now we've got a bunch that's kind of concerned more about winning than they are themselves, and that's a good thing.
So going into the Christmas break, this has got to be a big boost. You beat Nebraska Kearney for the second time, play extremely well, and now you're kind of shaky here as you let them off for 7 days. You hope that we can pick right back up on the 28th of December.
Yeah, and, you know, we're going to come back the day after Christmas, and it's going to be a quick turnaround because we're only going to have two practices of preparation before we go face another top 10 team. So, it's difficult, but that's the way it is, you know. And sometimes, like I said in our pregame, when you've got a mature team, you hope they'll do the right things over break, keep themselves in some form of conditioning, and just keep a ball in their hand as best we can. So it's time for a break. September 5th is a long time ago, and that's how long we've been pounding this little pumpkin around. So it's time for these guys to get back home a little bit and have an opportunity to see family and friends and spend quality time, and we'll get back to it on the 26th, and I'm sure we'll be ready.
Yeah, and then you and I have talked off record here about the month of January. It's always a tough one. We've had some bad Januaries coming up, so we got some tough teams coming up.
We do, and I tell you, even, you know, I've talked to several people. There are no days off, literally no days off in our league, and you know, when you're competing as many times as you do here from this point forward, and you know, we've got two opportunities as a tune-up with non-conference opponents. They're both very good opponents, so you hope you're tuning up in the right fashion. But at the same time, beyond December 29th, everything counts. Everything's a go, you know. So we've got to make sure that we're dialed in, that we're doing a good job with preparation and rest and recovery and conditioning and film and all those kinds of things, because every minute's going to count come January.
Okay. Yeah. Happy holidays, and we'll see you at the end of the month.
All right, thanks a bunch, Mike.
Yep, Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos winning it tonight, 95-83 over Nebraska Kearney. Second win of the season for the Broncos over the Lopers here tonight. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods downtown Kearney. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods, equipment, and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. On the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic.
All right, so Hastings College wins it here tonight in Kearney. I mentioned again the Hastings College women's basketball team. They played in Salina, Kansas tonight against Kansas Wesleyan. Wesleyan jumped out to a 13-0 lead in that ball game. Led at halftime 37-28 over Hastings. Broncos battled back. Cammie Breckman hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to force an overtime session tied up at 55 points apiece. But then Hastings got outscored 15-2. In the overtime session, Kansas Wesleyan wins it tonight by a score of 70-57 over Hastings College. So the Broncos are now 8-8 on the season. Cammie Bruckman led the way tonight for Hastings. She had 19 points in the ball game, including 5 3-pointers. The Broncos struggled again from the field, hitting only 29% of their field goals and 17% from three-point territory. Hastings drops one in overtime tonight to Kansas Wesleyan by the score of 70-57. Hastings College men's basketball team, 6 men in double figures tonight, led by Jake Hamburger's 21 points. And the Broncos beat Nebraska Kearney tonight 95-83. Hastings ended up shooting 61% from the field here tonight, so the Broncos are now 12-3 on the season. Hastings will be off now until December the 28th and 29th when they play in the Red Raider Classic down in Orange City, Iowa. They will take on William Penn and Graceland on that weekend before we get back into the conference season on January the 2nd against nationally ranked Dort. So a good finish to the first half of the season here for Hastings. Broncos already with 12 wins on the season. They're 12-3. They beat Nebraska Kearney tonight by the score of 95-83. Bring up to date on the Nebraska game. It's now at halftime in Lincoln at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The Huskers have come back. They've got the lead over Jacksonville State at halftime. The score is 27-22 in favor of the Huskers. We've got coverage on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Now to wrap things up from Kearney tonight, from my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Kearney.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.